Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we here. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get it where you fit in, if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in a galactic cyber wild, why fly to the British Isles, we live on Wi-Fi, live, that's the golden child of style, it's George Draper. On the moving Lusty Lush and Buffy speakers, 5,000 booming watts, bringing you the party right through your router box, out the box, thinking out of the box, now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts, now the secondary, 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for Lust on the move. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. This for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
Yo, it's your girl, Lusty Lush. I'm feeling brand new, and I'm feeling like I'm having a funky flashback. You already know what it is. I'm live in the building, Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is. And we dropping down in your atmosphere worldwide. We want to send a shout-out to our sponsors today, Diverse Media Group, LLC. Log on to DiverseMediaGroupLLC.com and check them out for all your media needs. You already know what it is. And funky flashback, man, when you're calling the show today, you gotta use the word brand new or funky flashback in a sentence. You already know what it is, man. Those are the words of today. You already know what it is, man. And tell me what your funky flashback is. Well, we're gonna have the CEO, beautiful female boss. You know, we love our female bosses because I'm a boss. I'm your boss's boss. Boss? Pimping, and we live in the building, and we going to get it in. You already know what it is, man. Y'all calling and show love, 347-826-7722, but we going to go to the phone lines, pimping. What's up, boss?
What's up, Lushy Lush?
Ain't nothing much. I'm digging in the scene on the gasoline, feeling funky fresh like a funky flashback, baby.
That's what's up. You got a nice little intro there. That's hot right there, girl.
That's what's up, man. I got to give you a Lush Radio welcome real quick. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate that.
That's what's up, man. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, I want you to go ahead, you know, and give your shout-outs out and all that. You know, go ahead and pay them bills, baby.
Yeah, definitely. I'd definitely like to give you a shout-out, you know, for reaching out to me and everything and bringing me on the show. And definitely a shout-out to my parents for always being there for me, you know, the people that always support me, you know, online and various places and so forth. I'm very thankful for them, DJ Gemini, Mike Faceless, Cashino, you know, all my FSC supporters, and I have a couple VA supporters, Christian Mako, Leslie Owens, and even the stores out here, Avenue 12, Avenue 800, and my hot spot. I'm thankful for everybody, and even people that haven't purchased but always show love. I'm thankful for you, too. So shout out to all of them.
That's what it is, man. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? We got to keep supporting our female bosses out here, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep on supporting them. If we got a call on the line, you want to, you know what I'm saying, send a shout-out to my girl live in the building. Call her from the 850. You're live in the building with Lush Radio Online, along with the queen, queen boss, boss. Funky Flashback live in the building, man. Funky Fresh Clothing. Fresh. Come on, man. Come through and tell us what it is, man. What's up, pimpin'? Caller from the 850. 850, you're live in the building. What's up? I guess you just want to listen in.
I guess. They got nervous.
They got nervous. They didn't know they was going to be live. But you know how we do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I want to basically start with you. First, I want to commend you as being, you know, a female and you taking the initiative, you know, to start your own business and going for your dreams. So I definitely have to commend you for doing that because not everybody goes for their dreams. And I'm very proud of you, you know, of doing that, you know, being a sister and doing what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Thank you, and I appreciate it. I really do. I appreciate it.
Definitely, definitely. So where did the whole thought, the idea, because, you know, before you know, it comes as a thought and then an idea, and then you execute. Where did it all come from for you to start, you know, Funky Fresh Flashback? What made you decide to do that?
Well, actually, you know, it's been a while in the running. I was in high school when the idea even came about. This was back in 1993, basically, when the whole idea, the name and everything came together. And basically, it was me and my parents. I was about in maybe 10th or 11th grade, and we came up with this idea because, you know, hip-hop was in its prime, you know, at that time. And, you know, everybody used to wear the fly, you know, colors and things like that. And my dad came up with the name Funky Flashback. He just came up with it out of the blue, and it just stuck, and it just caught. And we always remembered it and knew that someday we would do something with it. But at the time, I was too young, a little bit immature and things like that. So, you know, as time went on, you know, back in 2004, we decided to go ahead and start it and go ahead and, you know, give it a try and put it in the making and make some moves with it.
Wow. That's definitely what's up, man. And where did you come up with the whole logo and everything? I mean, the logo is yet simplistic but yet hot at the same, because it's like, it's almost like it's like flying F's or something like that. It's like crazy.
Exactly. You got it exactly right. That's what it is. That's our flying F logo. You know, we have another logo that's more like kind of like our corporate logo. It's very colorful, has a lot of lettering and so forth that spells out Funky Flashback. But I was like, you know what? As you look at each line, you know, that's a major line and everything, they have a really simplistic logo. If you look at Polo and all these different lines, just something really simple. And I needed to come up with something that was simple. And when I thought about the initials, and then, I don't know, God must have just given it to me, tell you the truth. And one day I woke up in the middle of the night and I had to get up and sketch that logo out. I drew it out and then put it in the computer the next day. And I was like, wow. Which is really, really interesting. Then I showed it to some people, and people just went crazy, and I get a lot of love on that logo. So I really appreciate it.
Definitely. I mean, you can look at it in so many different ways, but, I mean, it's just hot, and it definitely stands out, you know. And, you know, being a female boss, I know it's definitely hard, you know, doing that because it's definitely, you know, a hard situation due to the fact, you know, yeah, a lot of people say it's basically a male-dominated industry, you know what I mean? Out here, it's definitely a male-dominated industry, you know, and sometimes it feels like us as women have to fight extra harder just to put our imprint out there in the world, you know? How do you feel about that?
I'm definitely with you on that 100%. I feel like some of my hindrance that I've had in this industry, you know, when I look at some other lines, and you can't look at everybody's situation as you look at your own, but, you know, it is male dominated, and I believe that some of the hindrances that I've had have been, you know, to that fact of being a female, and sometimes the men just don't want to take you serious, you know, and it's sad and everything, and you just have to push your way and bulge your way in there and let them know that you're not going anywhere. You know, you just can't sit down and be soft and everything. You have to really make your voice heard and stand up for yourself.
Definitely, definitely, man.
That's how
you know,
respect, you know.
That's definitely the truth, you know what I'm saying? We calling out the ladies, come support us, sister. You already know what it is, man. You know, the clothing line is sick. You know, it's not just for, you know what I'm saying, for men. It's for ladies, too. I mean, if you feeling funky and you having a flashback, then check out that funky flashback. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. We do have a lot of ladies that rock the line. I mean, everything is cut for guys, but a lot of ladies wear small. I wear the small, you know. You can still look fly and funky flashback, you know.
Definitely. I don't know if you guys checked out the pictures and stuff, you know, go to www.lushradioonline.com and check out the blog, check out the, you know what I'm saying, the whole photos and everything because it's hot. Or you know what you got to do, you got to log on to www.funkyflashback.com and check out the store and check out, you know, the hot clothing lines. They got hats and all that, man. It's crazy, man. It's for the, you know, urban, suburban, along with the skaters that's out there that's trying to do their thing. But if you just want to make a different impression, you know, out there in the world, man, then try some of that funky flashback. Like I said, callers, when you call in, you have to make a sentence out of funky flashback. And the word of the day is brand new. I'm feeling brand new today, you know what I'm saying, with my funky flashback. You already know what it is. We're going to try again with this caller. Caller from the 850. You're live in the building with Funky Flashback, the CEO, along with your girl, Lushy Lush, live on one of the hottest internet radio shows online. What's cracking? I guess you're still listening then, pimping. All right, then. We're going to go to this caller from 771. You're live in the building, you know what I'm saying, with Funky Flashback and your girl, Lushy Lush, man. And you're in the building. Tell us where you representing from, family.
Yo, what up?
What up?
Yeah, it's Casino from UK, London. Tuning in, Funky Flashback. What's up? What's up, Shea?
What's up, Katina?
Yeah.
That's my homie right there from the UK.
Thanks
for coming through.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm just rigging in to support you because your design is fly. You know that already. And, you know, just wish you all the best for the years to come. It's definitely going to blow up. Definitely.
Definitely, I appreciate that.
Watch out for
that.
The designs. It's all good, man. Casino.
Mad love. Mad love, appreciate that. And he's a real dope MC too, Lush.
Definitely,
you got to check him out. You really got to check him out now. He's a real dope MC.
What's your name, sweetheart, once again?
Casino, and I'm in the UK, London, United Kingdom, but originally from Nigeria. So we represent Africa and we represent the United Kingdom.
You know I'm Niger too now. How you day?
For real. I'm Niger. For real?
Uh-oh.
That's great. International. That's
Tamar.
Wonderful. That's beautiful.
You bringing my brethren through on the show, man. That's
Whoa.
What's up, man. Green
Whoa.
Light green in the building. You already know what it is,
Whoa,
man.
For real. Yeah. Night job for life.
Definitely. You guys need to connect.
We already connected, man.
Yeah,
this
you
is
already
it right
connected.
Here.
Definitely. That's
yeah, just
man.
All the best. Just keep doing what you're doing, and all the best with the label. It's there. The product is there. It's quality. It just needs to get out there more, and that's what's happening right now.
Definitely.
Yeah. Much success.
Okay.
Much success.
Thank you, brother.
Right.
Thank you.
Much
yeah.
love, man.
Okay. I'm going to have people ringing now. Let me get off the line. But, yeah, we're in the building, man. We're in the building. Nice job for life. Yeah.
No doubt.
Now, wow, man. You know what I'm saying? We got brethren coming from the UK, Nigerian. You already know what I am. You know what I'm saying? The green, white, green. We waving the flag all day, man. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. That's my brother right there. That's a full FSB supporter from day one, basically. Mad love for him. Mad love.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing but love. You know what I'm saying? Especially, you know what I'm saying, what you doing, man. I mean, you know how, you know, the funkiness of the clothing and the funkiness of music coincides together to cause cohesion. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the Funky Fresh Flashback, you know, takes me back in the day, you know what I'm saying, with Biz Markie, with Dougie Fresh, you know what I'm saying, because I'm feeling fresh. You already know what it is.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Ah, we live in the building. So, so basically you said your father had, you know, came up with the name and everything. So when was the day when you actually said, hey, you know, we got this name, I'm going to take it, you know, forward and take it to the next level?
Well, it had been after, you know, some years and so forth. So basically back in 2004 is when we started it. You know, it hit me one day. I said, you know what, I'm getting a little bit older. You know, I need to go ahead and get Funky Flashback out of there. You know, to the public and everything. And so back in 2004, around February is when I started getting everything together and, you know, did some research and development, you know, trying to do everything the right way, you know, as best as I could. I've never been in the clothing business. I've been in business, but not in the clothing manufacturing business of doing my own line. So, you know, took some, you know, bad turns and things as you always do, but we're getting on the right track and everything like that. So it's been about 5 years now, and the name is steadily, you know, moving and going around, you know, as you see across the world and everything. Mm-hmm. We're just keeping it out there. We're going to keep it funky fresh.
So are you originally from VA? Are you in the Virginia, VA, like Virginia Beach area, Portsmouth? Where exactly in VA are you?
I'm located in Virginia Beach. I live in Virginia Beach now, but I'm originally from Norfolk, born and raised in Norfolk.
Oh, okay.
So I'm from the area.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Do you think is it more of a challenge being a clothing line, you know, is it more of a challenge breaking in your own state versus venturing out? You feel like it's...
I believe that it is. I hear a lot of people say it's always harder to make it in your own town, but sometimes I wonder if VA is just like 10 times harder, you know, and maybe it's just me, but it is very much so hard to do. You know, I don't have a lot of, I have some retail stores that I finally, you know, was able to get the line in, but I don't have a lot of people that maybe they go to the stores and purchase it that I haven't sold it to. I sell most of my goods, tell you the truth, to places like California and Florida. Those are my main two areas that really show me a lot of love. So props and shout out to, you know, LA and Miami and everything that really hold me down.
That's what's up. Do you feel like it's more accepted more in, like, you know, basically in the Cali area, in California and everything? You know what I'm saying, with the whole skateboard and a lot of skateboarders out there, and, you know, they're more into more of, like, the funky colors and stuff?
Exactly. I think it is. They're a little bit more relaxed out there. They're into a lot of different colors and so forth. New York, I don't know what's happened to New York in the recent years, fashion and so forth, but, you know, they're on a different trend and everything. I think as far as high fashion, New York is always going to be the place that's the fashion capital. But when it comes down to this urban and streetwear and things like that, I think it's, you know, L.A. has pretty much taken that reign, in my opinion. You know, they've really taken over dominating, you know, with even a lot of major underground lines and so forth coming out of there that are really doing it big. So definitely, I think it's a great area. It's a great area, and that's what they like.
What are some tips, you know, for a person seeking to go into the clothing industry? What are some of the tips that you think for a young up and coming designer? What are some of the tips, you know, the top five that you would give a up and coming you know, designer on getting into the whole clothing game?
Okay, first of all, you need a target audience, a target market. process first and foremost. You just can't go out there and just say you're going to do something and you don't even know who you're targeting, because that's very important to know your demographic. Number two, once you have that, you need to do research and development. You have to take time to research your product, what you're putting out there, fabrics, different things, or whatever you're going to do, the people that are going to be purchasing from you. You have to research all of this. Number three, take your time. Don't rush, because if you want to do it, you like to do it right. You know, it's not going anywhere. And if you do it correctly, when you step out there on the stage, you know, you'll be presented well, represented well. Let's see, number four could be to surround yourself with the right people in the industry, or even trying to come up in the industry. And I would just say number five, just don't take no for an answer. You know, you have to keep on moving and pushing no matter how many times, you know, somebody, you know, tells you no. You can't listen to that, because if you listen to that, then you'll be down to two tomorrow. So you have to keep it, you have to keep it moving. You have to keep it moving.
Definitely, definitely. Those are definitely some good jewels right there. You know, in the game of being in the industry, you got big ventures like, you know, the magic show, trade shows and stuff like that. When, you know, you're dealing with the whole industry that they say that a designer should go to, do you think it's truly necessary to go to things like that? Should you always go, or should you go maybe once to build up contacts? What exactly, you know, are some of the tips in regards to, you know, these events? Because some events, you know, you go there, is it really mm-hmm. worth time at the end of the day? Have I spent more money than I'm going to gain back? You know,
exactly.
You know, that's the question.
Yeah, I understand exactly where you're coming from, and I'd say it's wise for anybody to visit. Well, the thing now is so many trade shows. I mean, there's like hundreds of trade shows now. Like Magic isn't the only show. There's a lot of independent trade shows that target key markets, you know, for a specific type of clothing. And you really need to, once again, that's where the research and development comes in. Find out what you're targeting, what's going to be the best show for you, you know, the type of buyers from the type of stores and boutiques and all this thing that you're going to be looking for. But it's good to go visit the trade shows to get an idea, to see how they work, how they operate before you even go set up, so that you have an idea. I think it is a great way. As I learned, you know, in my time, I haven't been to a major trade show to really set up, but I think that it's really, in my opinion, when I speak to stores, that's the first thing they ask you. Are you going to be at the Magic Show? Are you going to be at this show? Blah, blah, blah. So to me, that's telling me that's some type of, that's giving you some stamp of approval for you being at a trade show. You know, rather than you just walking into their store or sending them an email, I think they'd rather see you at a trade show. So I think it's at least worth it at least one time. But you have to be prepared, you know, when you go to the trade show. Your capital and everything needs to be in place that you can support when stores come and give you the orders. Because if you go to the show and somebody gives you a 10, 20,000 piece order, how are you going to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, stores don't pay a lot of major stores up front. They don't pay for 60 or 90 days, so do you have the money to fund it? So these are all things that you need to research and figure out. You know, there's different ways to get money, you know, to do things of this nature. So that's where all the R&D comes in.
Definitely, definitely. We got a caller. Caller from the 312. You're live in the building with Spooky Flashback, the CEO, and your girl, Lushy Lush. Live on Lush Radio Online, and the word of the day is Funky Flashback, and you're feeling brand new. You know what I'm saying? What's up, family? Where you from?
Yeah, this is Kevin Sean.
What's up, family?
How you doing? Just calling in, because Lush had told me to call in today about, you know, the business, so I was just calling in.
Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Oh, Kevin, you know, actually, your interview is actually tomorrow, Kevin.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh.
I was in.
Interview.
I like what y'all was talking about anyway.
Kevin, because we always want to hear some jewels from you, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I was like, wow, okay. But but Kevin, we're live with my girl over here, Funky Flashback, and we were talking about, you know what I'm saying, the clothing industry. And since we do have Kevin Shine live on the building, VP A&R for Jive Records live on the show, he's on here and he'll be on tomorrow also. And we're talking about, you know, just the clothing itself, how, you know, the music intertwining, some tips she can give, you know, the female boss, you know, some tips she can give, you know, people getting to the industry about, you know, going to these trade shows. I think maybe you could relate to that situation when it comes to, like, conventions and stuff like that. You know, as the up-and-coming, is it you go to these, like, should you go to them at least once, go hard at least once to get built about that situation?
Well, from my perspective, you know, of course, by me being in the music industry, a lot of, you know, music artists now are taking on trying to have record, you know, trying to have clothing lines and trying to use this. But really, the only people that have done it successfully, of course, is your Jay-Z's and your Sean Puffy Combs. But because really, these guys are not only trendsetters in music, but they're trendsetters in culture. And I think a lot of times people are more so getting into it not based on them having a feel for the environment and understanding the culture of the people that they're catering to, but more so just trying to tag team on another way to make capital or revenue. And really, people never buy stuff because it's just something new in the market. They buy stuff because it defines their identity. It defines who they are as a person. And it also should define the kind of people you know that you're catering to. And, you know, so Jay-Z makes clothes that cater to the audience that go to his concerts, that cater to what he's about. So you go to these trade shows a lot of times, and you see everybody kind of doing their thing, you know, but it's really like the stuff that you see really selling is the stuff that really affects people's lives and define whatever that culture is that they are a part of.
How you feel about that, Cher?
I definitely agree with him a lot, and I believe that, you know, even in today's market, a lot of what does sell has to do a lot with the person behind it, or, you know, the life, more so with life. Styles people, more so than even the clothing. People are buying into a lifestyle of that brand.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, and then also it's really like, you know, like with her, like she, this is what she does. So a lot of times when people get involved with this, this might be just a good ideal to them. This is what she does. So they don't even go, you know, get the right people to consult them a lot of times on the best way to market their brands, or to how to get their brands to the right people. Are they more of a boutique brand as opposed to a commercial brand? Are they more your Kmart or your Walmarts, or mean your Walmarts or whatever? So they, you know, they're thinking about being in, you know, Macy's and all like that, or, you know, so you got to also know where your consumer is and what's the best way to reach them, and what kind of clothes are you trying to make? Are you trying to make affordable clothing? Are you trying to make clothing that, you know, you want to cater to a certain demographic, a certain people with a certain mindset about how they buy their clothes? And so are you specialty clothing or whatever the case may be? But a lot of times people don't get that deep with it. And then just to cut to this, like, nobody really has a business plan. It's just a good, like I say, most of the time it's a good idea.
I don't know who got some background. Now, it's not like somebody fighting like two cats or something in the background.
No dog over here. But yeah, he's right. He's definitely right. He's right. I'm with him 100% on that. And people do have to know who they're catering to. That's the bottom line. And you do need a plan. That's for sure.
Yeah. The other question I gotta ask, you know what I'm saying? You know, in the industry, there's ups and there's downs, you know, dealing with the industry. What do you think was just the hardest adversity that you had to deal with, Cher, you know, being in the clothing industry and, you know, just, you know, with the whole big saturation of it, you know what I'm saying? What do you feel is your biggest adversity dealing with?
Basically, in the clothing, maybe my biggest mistake, or like you said, right now, with this whole internet age and everything, how it's really come into full bloom. I think it's made an oversaturation in the market with everything from clothing to music and et cetera, you know, that you don't get as much quality and so forth that you used to. You know, there's not a lot of dedication to brands anymore like there used to be back in the day and everything. You know, nobody sticks to one brand. Like, nobody just rocks, you know, Boss or, you know, Tommy or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they used to. And so the main thing is just really that target audience, I believe, and having something that's different and diverse and, you know, is really going to stick out there for people.
Definitely. And do you have a question to ask, Cher?
The main thing, I think she just said something that was real key. I mean, you have situations like, how do you feel about the way the whole Rockefeller thing went down, like in ownership and people who, and just how ownership is being, you know, you have someone like a Jay-Z who took over ownership of Rockaware, sold it off. You know, you have a lot of inexperienced people who think they're going to own these clothing lines forever. What is generally the lifespan of your clothing line, of a good clothing line?
Right. If you're talking about a lifespan in this day and time, of
right.
course it's not like it used to be because everything mainly is so trendy. You're blessed
right.
if you get a good 5 or 6, maybe even 7 year run. You know, you have a line like LRG. You know, they've been
mm-hmm.
around for about a good 10 or 11 years, but, you know, they've done their thing, but there's so many other brands coming along, and that's why I've been speaking to a couple people, too. You know, really in this market, if you want to have a longevity in this type of career, you have to have a brand that's on the lines of, you know, like Tommy Hilfiger, Nautica, things, you know, of that nature, Perry Ellis, you know, things, items and goods that people can wear every day. That caters to a larger demographic that people can wear to work. You know, they don't have to worry about, you know, can they get into, you know, a certain club, you know, with this type of apparel on or whatever. So if you can do that, you can get the long run like Calvin Klein and those companies. But when it comes to, I think, especially with urban, I think just the whole term urban clothing is just strictly dying out after the whole Sean John and Rockaware. You know, it almost doesn't exist anymore. So you're blessed with a good 5 years run in that type of market.
So can I ask you a question also? When you say the word urban market, does that kind of put you in a box? Does
yeah,
that kind
I
of
think it does. I believe that it does. I really believe that it does. That's why a lot of times I don't even I try to get myself away from saying urban. I just say designer apparel for men.
I was going to say that brings to me a question that I know I'll deal with tomorrow when we talk again, that how do you feel about, you know, because you just said you don't say urban. So to the consumer that is urban, that might be offensive to them because they might feel like, well, there's nothing wrong with being urban. And the reason I'm bringing this up is to say that a lot of times what I think people shouldn't be straying away from is they don't know the difference now between pop culture and popular culture. Like,
right.
you know, like people are really getting confused about, like, you know, there is nothing wrong with being urban if you were
right.
being urban, but you actually did it and you were popular. So the thing that I think has to be defined in saying those things is that you got to be the best in that area. If you're not going to be the best in that area, then right. It's almost like you are boxed in because you're not allowing yourself to expand beyond that, because once you're popular, you automatically
right.
go into that mainstream market and you actually be give the opportunity to expand your audience like a Snoop Dogg, who is not talking about nothing that's pop. He's talking about something that's urban, but because
right.
of the fact that he's popular in the urban culture, he's extended beyond urban now, you know, so
exactly.
he is in urban, but I think sometimes when people say they don't want to be urban, sometimes it makes it seem to the people who are urban like maybe that's not it. Like in music, you have all
mm-hmm.
these people now who want to make pop music, or they want
right.
to know that they're a pop artist, and that's not really going to, you're not going to have a base, because at the end of the day, who is your base and core audience? Like, who's
right,
going to
exactly.
see you when all them pop people ain't going to be there no more?
No, and I feel where you're coming from on it. You know, the sad part about it is that, you know, and even on my website, it says urban. A lot of times I do just say FSB Designer Apparel just for the long run, and it's not anything against anybody that's urban or whatever. And the sad part is that when you call stores or, you're trying to pitch things to different people, As soon as you say that word, a lot of time they're like, "Oh no, we don't carry that," you know. And it's
yeah.
so sad that in today's market, you know, not a lot of stores and things want to be associated with that. I mean, look, you go into even Macy's and Nordstrom's, you don't see too much Rockaway or Sean John. It's very limited on the urban style clothing anymore. It's shrinking,
that's
dwindling away.
But you know what, I agree with her on that point, you know. It's not the fact that, you know, she wants to say she wants to separate herself, but it's you know, it's almost a that because of popular culture, it makes you have to, like, conform or switch your game up, because it's like, wow, like, I can't even pitch my stuff to most of the places that you consider urban markets, because it's a certain style, it's a certain way. And when you say urban, some people shy away from you. Boutiques and certain, even though you yourself per se, other people might say, oh, it's not considered that. Even when you're pitching to these people, they're like, it's a certain persona that they have.
Well, yes, I totally agree with you, and I understand what you're saying. But I think what happened was we allowed the floodgates to open up, you know. Now this is something where we allowed the floodgates to open up, and we let what is street, what is hip hop, and what is rap culture, and street culture leak into the urban. And so once you put street into urban, it brings a mindset and a certain people to the table that aren't really urban. Is really not set up to be based on who's from the street. Urban is set up to be based on the rawness. It doesn't. It's not black. It's not white. Urban doesn't mean black. We just kind of coined it as a black thing, but it's not really black. It's the inner groove of the street and the vibe of the culture. And now that the culture has changed and the streets aren't as they were at one time, they're a little bit more risque. People kind of shy away from that because they think that's going to bring that kind of people to the table. And that's not necessarily the case because, you know, it just all to me, you know, like I said, I'm still one of the people that truly believe if you make good music and if the music is urban and you're popular in that area, you can make people, like right now, a good example of what I'm telling y'all is Gucci Mane. Now,
right.
I'm not saying he can go and make a clothing line today, but he can influence record sales, and he can influence people to do certain things. Now, if he can expand beyond this album that he's about to drop, this album does well, and then comes in with another, and then he gets to that second album, he does well. Now he starts to qualify as a person who can be a voice in not just popular culture, because he's not talking about what pop culture is talking about. He's talking what culture is talking about. But
right.
his popularity will allow him to have that voice. So that's where I'm coming from with it. I'm just saying that you have a situation right now where I think, you know, our people are confused as to the difference between pop culture and popular culture. And
well,
and I,
no,
And it's really, go ahead.
You're right in a sense. I'm still hearing this, like, it's not like somebody in a restaurant. I don't know what's going on.
No, it's the background. I'm in the Starbucks. Because I didn't want to miss my time. I didn't want to get in trouble.
But she's on time, right? Better be on time than get late.
Yeah, I didn't want to get in trouble. So.
right, that's true.
But I also want to, you know, basically, just to clear it up, because I'm real big on titles. I do A&R consulting with your vice president of Jive Records. I work with Wayne Williams. He's the person who signed R. Kelly, and, you know, and my main thing, I just launched a new company called The Firm, and the basic acronym behind that is Foundation for Innovative Resource Management. We help people, you know, really manage those resources and come up with innovative ways to acquire resources and then teach them how to manage it. And right now we're focusing mainly on music and education, but I do come across a lot of people who are trying to break into fashion. I come across a lot of people who want to be designers. I come across a lot of people who, you know, who are models because of the, you know, because of course right now fashion and music go hand in hand and they're really close. So I just try to, what I do is I just try to help people better understand how to find, you know, someone like yourself, so that they can better understand how that works, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, by knowing how that works, I think that right now we're dealing with ignorance of people who don't know what it is they're representing or what they're promoting or what kind of companies they got. They're just, you know, everybody's just jumping in the game trying to make money. And I think that's the whole thing that has kind of diluted the culture and the quality of the culture, is that we're so focused on making money that we're not focused on the quality that we're trying to put out here. And I think that's the part that really affects me more than it going pop or whatever, because I don't do things according to pop culture. I do it according to making quality. And then I just get people who love quality. They come to me no matter what. You know, when my writers write songs or somebody does something, I say, don't come to me and bring me a record that you think is pop. This going to make me a great song, and let me pitch it to somebody, because you never know. We got songs that country artists may be able to perform that's urban, and then we have songs that urban artists may be performed that can be translated over into country. So it's not really saying that if you make a great record or you make a quality outfit, that doesn't mean white people are going to go outside just because we say urban. I think if we make it a quality outfit, really we dictate a lot of what they're going to go buy anyway.
Right.
We make it right. Now we're allowing them to dictate what we wear because of the fact that they have more cohesiveness amongst their community.
Exactly.
So we have allowed the cohesiveness amongst our community to be disbanded. Thus, we don't know what to call ourselves no more. We don't. In music, we have urban contemporary, we have hip hop, we have rap, we have all these different styles. They kind of fragmented us, but they maintain theirs by saying pop culture, saying rock music. You know what I'm saying? And so they have continuity and cohesiveness amongst what it is that they're pushing. So when it comes to you, clothes that's being worn, like right now, we have a lot of the clothes that's being worn right now is really the rock era. It's all the skulls and crossbones and all that. That's rock music that you see a lot of these cats doing. The tight jeans with the belts and all that's rock music. All that's 80s pop culture.
That is true. You're right. You're right. It's all. Everything goes around, you know, and resurfaces again. And he's right about that. And it does have a lot to do with the cohesiveness of the other community that we just don't have. And I'm sorry to say, I don't know if we'll ever really have it. You know, that kind of throws us out of line, like you said, with all these different genres. I mean, hip hop is hip hop. I mean, we have R&B. I mean, what is all this other stuff that's going on right now? Let music be music, clothing be clothing. If you like it, go buy it. You know, it's just a lot of mess in between right now. I think the lines are really blurred.
Definitely. I feel like, you know, in regards to the music, I feel like if we do want to reclaim that back, we have to actually stand up for it, because we allowed a lot of influence from outside, you know, outside influence to cause us to do this change when it comes to clothing. But I wanted to ask you another question before I go to a quick commercial and we come back, you know, with Cher and Kevin. The question I wanted to ask you, Cher, was what kind of impact do you want to make on the fashion world when it comes to the clothing? And what next do you want to take with the clothing?
Basically, the impact that I want to make is just, I just want to bring something that's a little bit different, something that people haven't seen before. Maybe at some point, something where somebody may step out of the box, you know, that, you know, it takes maybe not the average person to really wear it. You know, it just takes a person to take that chance to wear it and just be recognized. And past the clothing really has a lot more to do. I think that as I go along, I'll be able to help a lot of people. I think that's really my main calling, even past the clothing, that, you know, I have another job to do past being a designer, you know. So if I can impact the community, you know, for us to better ourselves and everything, I think that's going to be the biggest calling, to tell you the truth.
Definitely, what's up? We're going to go to a quick commercial. You're live on Lush Radio Online. You know what you're listening to, man. And we're coming back with Kevin Shine and your girl, Shit, a funky flashback, because I'm feeling funky right now. And we're about to go to commercial, and we'll be back in a quick sec. You already know what it is.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
You need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to LushRadioOnlineMP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You already know what it is, man. You know, you listen to one of the hottest internet shows in the building, your girl, Lushy Lush, Lush Radio Online. We got the world famous, the one and only, your girl, feeling funky, feeling fresh, funky, funky flashback. Your girl, one and only, the CEO, Cher, live in the building, along with Kevin Shine. Make sure that you check out our sponsors, Diverse Media Group, LLC.com, for all of your marketing needs. You already know what it is, man. And, you know, I got to shout out, you know what I'm saying, the Fat Boys, definitely, you know what I'm saying, my man's Kool Rock Ski, they got a new group that's definitely coming out, you already know what it is, man, DMG, man, check them out, they hot, they're going to be on the show soon, so watch for them, you already know what it is, man. We're going to go back to the phone lines, but you know what,
I got to let y'all know this, man. Y'all got to call into the show at 347-826-7722. But sometimes y'all might not want to hear from me. Y'all might want to hear from my dude. So why don't you tell them what they doing?
Dial us up on the Lushline right now. 347-826-7722. 347-826-7722.
So you already know what it is. We're going to the phone line pimping. You know what I'm saying? Miss Funky Fresh alive in the building, baby. My man Kev Kev live in the building, baby. What's up? What's up? What's up?
Down, we here.
Yeah, we here.
You know, the industry, you know what I'm saying, is just, you know, coming so oversaturated with so many things. Not even just, you know, with clothing, not even just with the music, even with the media and marketing and promotions, it's like it's just a collide of, like, craziness, you know? And it's like, how do you decipher what's real and what's not? How do you decipher who has credibility or not? You know, sometimes, man, it's just crazy. Everybody's coming out from the woodwork. We got a caller from the 917. You know, the word of the day is Funky Flashback, and I'm feeling brand new, and you're live on Lush Radio Online with your girl, Cher, and your man, Kevin Shine. What's cracking, 917 NYC in the building?
Hey, it's Cookie.
What's up, Miss Cookie? What's cracking, boo-boo?
Nothing, just chilling. What y'all talking about today?
Well, I got the one and only, my girl, you know, a female boss. You know how we support the sisters, man. She live in the building, got the wonderful clothing line called Funky Flashback, you know what I'm saying, live in the building, you know what I'm saying, Funky Fresh Flashback. Then we got my man Kevin Shine, you know what I'm saying, VP A&R to Job Rec. You already know what it is, and we getting it in. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
You got a question? As female boss,
I can't hear. What did you say?
Did you want to ask Cher a question real quick?
About what?
About her clothing line, or, you know, just being in the industry and stuff. Or you just wanted to?
How long has the your clothing line been out? I've never heard of it.
We've been around now for about 5 years, so we're still kind of new. We really didn't get it out until maybe, you know, where people have been seeing it about 3.5 or 4 years now. Yeah. But it was started in 2004.
That's great.
Thank you.
And where's located? Where's your store located?
It's not a store. We're just actually a brand, and going to be distributing into stores. But we're based out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. And we also retail online as well on our website.
And what's your website?
It's www.funkeyflashback.com, and that's FUNKEY flashback.com.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, definitely. Check us out. Thank you.
I would definitely do that.
Appreciate it.
That's what's up. Thank you so much, Cookie. Cookie, you know I love you and I will beat you, right?
Yeah. Love you, too. I love you, too. And what's the other gentleman on the line?
Oh, that's Kevin Stein right there. That's the VP A&R for Jive Records live in the building.
You said Kevin Miles? I said, no, Kevin Shine. I'm the A&R Senior Vice President of Jive Records.
Oh, hi. How are you today?
I'm good. What's up with you? What's up?
That's great. I got a question about the music. That's a good question. Let me ask you, because I was talking about it on Twitter last night. Why do you think music, great music, good quality music has just depleted?
Because right now we're focusing, a lot of companies are focusing really more on the singles, and they're not working on, like, it's like, you know, there used to be a time where you would work on a catalog of records. The goal is to create a catalog, and then you would go back to that catalog. So let's say you work on 10 records. So then out of every 10 records you may work on, 3 of those records may be actually a quality amount. So let's say you do an album, you did like 30, 40 records to get 12 records, but you didn't just pick the first 10 records or the first 12 records. And once you get that body of records, you would go back into those records and you would pick the record that would define what you would call the album the best, and you would isolate that record and call it the single. But whereas now, you know, we're going so hard for the single that the single doesn't match with none of the other music, and we're trying too hard to appeal to the kids instead of figuring out who we cater to, who is our audience, who listens to our music, and make music for them. And now, you know, so no one's taking their time. Everything is quick, everything is fast, and everything is about making that hot one record.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think that the music industry will ever, like, change again to, like, you know, going back to those days where we would have real good real music like we did in the 90s?
Well, I think that it has a lot to do with more with the individuals and them starting to take more ownership of themselves as independents. I think the independents right now are not really wanting to be independent. Independents want record deals. People are really going hard to get a record deal. Now, back 10, 12 years ago, 20 years ago, that was the thing to do. You get with a record company, they'll help you define your sound, they'll help you come up with your marketing and your image and your brand and the whole nine. But right now, they're not really caring about the music. They're just trying to find, they're on the internet, they're on Twitter, they're on MySpace, they're listening to the ringtones, they're listening to the radio, trying to find out who is doing the work, and then they're going to run and grab them up and sign them and then put them out before they really even cultivate them, because they're trying to hurry up and get that quick dollar now. So they're not really even, this is all going back to what we were talking about before you got on the line about pop culture, because in pop culture that works. Everything's trendy. Everything kind of is about
right.
What's going on now. But when you were in popular culture, we put more time into our music because we as an urban audience, we want to feel the music that we support. We don't just usually, we're not normally used to just endorsing anything, but now we're kind of being fed anything, so our kids are listening to what they think is good music.
Definitely. That's some real talk. Thanks, Cookie, for calling in, man. Kevin's going to definitely be on tomorrow also. I know I love you, girl. You crazy as hell. You know that?
Yes.
You off the hook. Definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for them Twitter shout-outs on there, man. Definitely on the... Yeah, love you, boo. You know what I'm saying?
Always.
That's what's up, man. Miss Cookie live in the building, NYC in the building. You know what I'm saying? So on the Twitter check-in, because I told you I was going to read some Twitter notes on there. So this question is posed to my one, the only, Share live in the building. Brand New says that, you know, everybody sounded great on the show. You know what I'm saying? And fashion and the indie artists have a lot in common. And then he has a question to ask you. He said he wants to know how many people you have on your team and what are the pros and cons of a large or small management team?
Tell you the truth, on my team, it's just me and my parents, tell you the truth. I've had to weed out a lot of people. And until I really screen and find the right people, because people basically want to jump on a bandwagon. You know, they think something sounds good or looks good, but people don't want to put in the work. And they don't understand, even with the music, even with the fashion, that it's a lot of hard work and dedication. Nothing happens overnight. So right now it's just us. We're a family-owned business, and it's just about, you know, keeping everything tight and keeping everything in line, you know, keeping track of everything, everybody you spoke to, and just being a great business person, first and foremost, having ethics, which most people in these industries don't have. They don't call you back. They don't do what they say they're going to do. And if you can do that, you can be a great business person, because I have a lot of respect for people that just the ethics is very important.
Definitely. So, and the other question I have to ask you is if anybody could wear your clothing that you would love to see wear your clothing, who would it be in the industry?
Honestly, I don't have anybody anymore, to tell you the truth. Those days are kind of over with. There's nobody anymore that really sticks out. You know, to me at this point, it's all about the everyday people, to tell you the truth, because really in the end, they're the ones that are there for me and support me and actually by my clothing. Mm-hmm. At one point, maybe a long time ago, you know, would have been some big names or something, but as of right now, nobody in particular.
Okay, that's a real answer right there, because it's
for
the people.
Real.
That's real talk right there, because, hey, at the end of the day, it's the consumer that buys your clothing, right, you know?
Yeah, that's what it is, you know, they're the ones that support me. I'd rather put it on their back, and, you know, they're the ones that are really going to go tell the next man, you know, check this out and, you know, go buy that. Those are really the people that are really going to do that legwork for you in the end.
Definitely. So what do you see in the future for the clothing line, Cher?
In the future, I really look to have my own flagship Funky Flashback store, you know, over the next few years. Also, I'm going to incorporate a ladies line over the next few years and also going to be branching off and doing another branch of the men's line that is more of the polos and button-ups and things. Actually, you can kind of look out for that. The launch kind of fall of next year, 2010, we're going to take you to, you know, the realm of a more conservative, you know, young gentleman, you know, for the guys that have grown up in hip-hop and everything that, you know, have families, have nice jobs, they need nice gear to wear to work or when they go out and relax and everything as well.
That sounds like Kevin over there. What's up, Kev?
Yeah, I wanted to ask her, you know, can you, for the audience, can you help them explain to them the whole process of trademarking and branding from that standpoint? Because a lot of times, I think even with a lot of these companies, people don't really understand how that works. And like
right.
You're sitting here and you're talking about, you know, decisions that you're making. So every time you make a decision to move into a different brand or a
right.
specialty brand, that
right.
you have to trademark that. And then there's
yeah,
different.
Do.
It's a trademark that go along with all the different things that you do. So can
exactly.
you kind of talk us through that as, you know, because you're making, you know, how do you do that or how do you know, who helped you do that? Did you get a specific type of lawyer or whatever? You know, how did you get that part set up?
Basically, and that's a great question, and that's the key, that when it comes to designing, it is trade. When it comes to logos and so forth, it is trademarking and not copies. Right, you know, a lot of people don't know the difference in it. Basically, we did it all ourselves. I have a pretty, you know, smart mother that's been in international business and things and has worked with a lot of documents and so forth. So that kind of like helped me out a lot that we were able to pretty much do some things ourselves. But I would advise someone that's not familiar with business, you know, and things like that, if you're just stumped, you can go online to, I believe the website is USPTO.gov or something like that, the mm-hmm. United States Trademark and Patent Office. You can
mm-hmm.
type that in Google, and you can find the form. It'll give you all the information that you need. Basically, when you go to an attorney, I believe the fee now is about $300 or $350 to file for a trademark. You're going to pay that when you go to an attorney, plus a big lump sum for him to do everything for you. But for some people, that might be the way to go because, you know, you don't know what you're doing, so you need somebody to do it for you. So if you look at the paperwork and feel like you can try, nothing beats a failure but a try. It's all right there for you. You know, send it in and see what happens. You'll need your logos and everything to go along with it when you do submit it.
Hey, Cher, in regards to paperwork, because I was talking to one of my fellow buddies that's doing it. They said that apparently, like, if you have a certain mistake and you already paid that $300, if you made a mistake, you're not getting that money refunded back to you.
Not.
So
You're not. You're right. And they're exactly right. And that's why I was saying if you believe it's something you can do, then, hey, it's work. But if you really want to get it done and you don't want to keep going back and forth and you can find an attorney that can do it, by all means, go with the attorney. It'll save you some brain work and headache and everything. You'll just come out your pocket a little bit more, that's all. But it'll be done.
How did, How did you find your attorney, sir? That's a major issue for a lot of people because people have kind of been led to be scared of attorneys because of the contracts and people not knowing how to read them or they don't understand the language. And then they get with these attorneys and then they start thinking about how the fees are going to run up and all like that. So a lot of times they'll try to go do it themselves because of just the fear of dealing with an attorney and how much it costs to deal with an attorney as a So how did you kind of pinpoint and find your attorney?
Well, see, that's the thing I didn't find. We did it ourselves. But in order for somebody to find an attorney, the best thing to do is just start in your local area. And if you have maybe a family attorney or somebody that maybe you've dealt with, at least, I mean, or even start in the phone book that you can ask questions and go in and consult. Usually most attorneys will give you 1 hour consultation for free. You know, to go over your business and so forth of what you want to do. I would start in your local phone book and see who does copyright, who is a copyright and trademark attorney to do that for you.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's not, that seemed the LegalZoom. I don't know how well that worked, you know, online. You know, you can always try that. This year price seemed to be cheap. I don't know how accurate it is, but maybe that's worth a try because it is low in cost.
That's definitely some real talk right there. And for you guys, even dealing with your music, your clothing, whatever, find you an attorney, especially the entertainment, you know, lawyer and all that stuff and a trademark lawyer, find that because definitely it's going to be beneficial at the end because what if you end up and you're making all this money, but at the end of the day, you're getting sued for something because you didn't take care of your paperwork. You understand? We must cover our butts out here in this industry. This game, at the end of the day, is not you just go in there, you make a product, and you produce it. You don't go in there and you go in the studio with your music. You have to cover your butt because at the end of the day, it is a business. And on that note, we got a caller from 301. The word of the day is funky flashback. Your girl, Cher, is live in the building. Your man, Kevin Shine, live in the building. You already know what it is. Your girl, Lushy Lush, one of the hottest internet radio stations in the building. What's up, 309? Where you repping?
Moline, Illinois. This is your boy Future, producer for the Brand New Music Team. Just wanted to check in and, you know, show my support for FFB and Lush. You guys doing it big on here, and I had a question for FFB, too.
Hey, what's up, Future? How you doing?
I'm good. Just, you know, on the grind. We're trying to stay busy.
I feel you. Same here.
We love you, boo-boo. Go ahead, boo.
Oh, no problem. I just want to know, how do you, you know, as an entrepreneur and as someone who is, you know, starting a new business, keep mm-hmm. from compromising your vision in order to, you know, quote unquote, get on and in order to, you know, find like mainstream success? Because I know, you know, dealing with our music and stuff, that we have some people who want us to change and want us to do something different so that we're more mainstream. So I would like to know, how do you keep from compromising your vision and staying the course with the brand that you have and the idea that you have and not sell out just to get on?
Right, and that's a great question because you really have to do you and what you feel when you started with the music or whatever it is that you're pursuing to do. Because if you don't have that passion and love for, you know, your initial dream as the way that you saw it, you're not going to put that 200% into it. And when I started Funky Flashback, it was something different. You know, originally we started designing leather jackets, kind of like on the lines of Avericks and Alwasson, but, you know, with a different feel to it. And just from that, that made us stick out. And, you know, most people said, oh, you know, that'll never make it. But I get so much love and everything just from that. Those jackets being online is what got me to where I am today, you know, and everything. And you can't compromise what you're doing for anybody because it's those people that take the risk and step outside the box in the end. It might take you a little bit longer, but you'll get there and you'll be well known for, you know, what you're doing rather than compromising and just being mediocre and average of what everyone else is doing. So you have to do you and stay true to yourself and stay true to what's in your heart, you know, and live out your vision and dream. You don't want to compromise for anybody because you're not going to feel good inside. I know I wouldn't.
Exactly. Okay. Is it possible I could ask Kevin a question too?
Go ahead. Cav, Cav, you there, boo-boo? Cav. Hold on a second. Cav, you there, boo?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Brandon wants to ask you a question.
I want to intervene on the last statement that was made, question that was asked, just before he asked me that question, which is, you know, I have a thing about keeping it real, and then I have a thing about commercial viability. Because at the end of the day, I think you as a business person, you do it for your art, you do it for your creativity, and you definitely want all of that to be in there because that's what distinguishes you as you. But at the end of the day, you have to make up your mind at certain points. What, you know, like, are you doing this so that you can make money? And do you want to learn who your consumer is and who those people are that are going to cater or that's going to now, even if it starts out at a small number of people, you can't say, well, I want to be Most Def, but I want Tupac money. You know what I'm saying? Because Most Def as an actor is great, but Most Def as an artist is not making the same amount of money that Tupac is making. So you gotta, if you're gonna be about who you are, then don't be real about that and stick to that and don't compromise that. You know, because if you compromise it because you want to be Tupac, then your audience is gonna get confused and they're not gonna follow you anymore. Mm-hmm. They're only going to follow you if you really define who you are and you make them understand that you're going to stick to that art and you're going to stick to it regardless. And then you still, and that's how you build your commercial viability. But a lot of times I see people say they want to keep it real and they want to do what they want to do. But soon as they're not making no money, then the next week they're being something else.
Right.
And that's the part that you got to be careful about. You got to define who you are so that your audience or the people that follow you, they know you are true to who you are and they will stick with you. But it may not start off in a big number. It may start off in a small number. You may do like 100 people. You may do 50 people. You may do 30 people. But if you're true to what you are and you're doing quality work, the word of mouth will spread and your audience will follow.
That is true. Right.
It's definitely true. And the question you had, Brandon, for Kevin?
The only question I had was, as an artist or as a team, how do you, being an A&R, separate, how do you go about your process for doing what you do? I mean, we have a product, and, you know, I'm fully behind it. I completely support it, and I'm down, but I don't know exactly how we need to go about, you know, contacting a person of your caliber, making sure that, you know, we're approaching you in the right way. You know, somebody could find you on Twitter or somebody could find your email and, you know, send you tons of stuff. And I'm sure that you get that all the time. But what do you do to sort through that in order to make sure you don't either, A, pass up, you know, a very talented artist, or B, you know, get bogged down and that's the only thing that you do all day? Because I know as an A&R you have to have other responsibilities as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll use Lush as an example. Me and Lush, we basically, you know, we bonded on Twitter. We got together, we talked, and whatever the case may be. One of the things about quality is quality will always surface. And so I tell people, really, you shouldn't be looking for me. You should be, and I think Sherry said this earlier. She said, I'm not trying to cater to people, the A-list. I'm trying to cater to the people. So if I'm hearing about you in the street and I'm hearing about your product and I'm hearing you're doing amazing things and you're making moves and you're out here and you're being proactive, then it'll be easy for me to find you. And you won't have to find me. And I don't want you spending your money because, like I tell you, I have this thing about I think people spend more money trying to get a record deal than when they get the record deal, than they make when they get the record deal. It's like they spend so much money trying to find me, and really you should be spending your money on your followers and trying to get people to follow you and trying to build your audience and your brand so that I can come and be sitting in a room and I'm sitting there. I might not even know who you are, but then it might be time for you to perform, and then all of a sudden 50, 60 people bum rush the stage. I want to know who that is.
Right.
I want to know who that person is. I want to know what makes you stand out. You know what I'm saying? And those are the things I don't think people spend enough time on, is making themselves stand out from the pack. And, so I always tell people, I have a saying, and it's just real simple, and it goes like this. If you're not in play, you're not in play.
Gotcha.
If you're not out here actively doing nothing, you're not in play. So if I don't know you're not doing that, I don't know who you are because you're not doing nothing to make me know who you are.
Well, we going hard. Make sure you look us up.
No doubt.
I got to send a shout-out to all my people in the check-in and the chat room, man. Y'all definitely, showing support. You know what I'm saying? I always love y'all, For me, I do it for the people. Because, I bring people like, Cher, and I bring people like Kevin on the show to inspire other people and to give you guys knowledge that you guys need. It might help you. Might not be today. It might be in future endeavors. But it's for the information so you can use, to help you in whatever you, are trying to do in the future. And also, If I don't come here and drop jewels or give y'all some kind of information, what's my purpose on being here? To feed y'all nonsense? You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to thank you, Brandon, for coming through and showing us that love. You know we love you, boo-boo. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling
no doubt,
funky
no doubt.
Right now. So you know you got to use the word funky fresh in a sentence, right? The word of the day is brand new, but you got to use funky fresh in a sentence. Can you do that?
Oh, I got to use it?
Yeah.
Funky fresh, but I know my man brand new got the funky fresh rhymes. How does that sound? That's good enough?
Wow, that's high right
see,
there.
See, the one thing is I'm not a rapper. All I do is produce. My man knew when you want to get him on the show, I'm sure he could drop some crazy stuff for you. But me, see, I stay away from the mic. It wouldn't turn out too hot if I was on.
And they got some good music, too.
Hey, but I just want to tell you guys, I appreciate your support, too, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing.
And we appreciate you, that's for sure.
No doubt.
It's all love. Lush Radio Online. We do it for the people, baby. You know what I'm saying? Get with it. You already know what it is, man. So my lovely lady right here, Miss Cookie, says she got some more questions for y'all. You know?
Okay.
Right. But before she comes on, I want to ask you a quick question real quick, shit. If you could give anybody some kind of advice getting into the game, I mean, deep from the soul of your heart, just to tell them, coming in, a young youth coming in the game, be honest with them out here and tell them what kind of advice would you give them out here in the streets, man?
First of all, like Kevin, I believe, was touching on earlier, whatever you do, of course it's a business and you know that you want to make money, but don't come into it only for the money because that's what kind of like dilutes this whole thing and everything and just makes it, it causes a ruckus, basically, as what's going on right now. But, just know 100% in your heart that that's what you want to do, that you can eat, sleep, and drink, this career or whatever it is that you want to do, because there are going to be some nights, that you want to give up, but you can't give up. Something deep in your heart should be telling you that you can't. And just know that every day is not going to be easy, and everything, and you have to take the good with the bad. So if you can take the good with the bad and knowing that things aren't going to happen overnight, not for everybody at least, then you should be fine. And just really diligently work. Don't look for anybody to give you anything. Whatever you need, you better find it on your own. And that's the best way. And you'll feel a lot better, I believe, if you do your own digging and searching and researching and all of that. And, many people want you to just give them all the answers, and it doesn't, work like that. So if you can do that, do the homework, and stick with it, I believe that, you can make it and have good quality product.
That's definitely what's up, man, what I'm saying? And I definitely love you for dropping those jewels like that right there. Real quick, interject, I know Coast Mixtape
Boys is having a convention that's going down August the 22nd is going down, Club Touch at NYC. You already know what it is, man. If you're in the New York area, worldwide, you know, connected areas, you need to be there. You know what I'm saying? It's a, definitely a place to build up your networking needs. You already know what it is, man. For those that's into the whole mixtape biz, y'all definitely need to be in there, man. So step in the scene, coast to coast, big stakes. The convention is going down. Register now. You already know what it is, man. And I'm going to the phone lines. And I want to bring my girl right here, Cookie, Miss Cookie, in the building. She wants to ask some more questions. What's up, Miss Cookie?
I have a question for Kevin. And my question is, okay, I've always had an interest in, like, you know, more knowing more about the business side of the music business. And, you know, and it's particularly being an A&R. And I just wanted to know what are the, like, what does it take to be a good A, what does it take to be a, become an A&R and then maintain that position?
I mean, if you really, decide to go that I mean, way. Really, to me, I wouldn't recommend anybody wanting to be an A&R. I would just say focus on whatever it is you're doing, just focus on quality. Like, make that your life, make that, surround yourself with people of quality, learn what quality really means, and try to really become more involved in quality. And what will happen is that you as you expand your network into that direction, you'll start to see yourself adopting, you know, becoming immune to being in that kind of environment. And the more that you become a part of that environment, it'll kind of, the whole idea of making good music or just being around somebody like Cher, who's over here, who does quality clothing, like, all of that will come to you. And then what you'll get known is, you'll get as a resource, a person that knows what quality is. You'll be able to influence people to do quality. You'll be able to help people find quality. And then somebody will walk up to you and say, let me give you this title because I want what you have to help my company make money. Or I feel that you have an instinct about what quality is, and that's what I'm trying to bring to my company. So at the end of the day, your title might end up being A&R. You might end up being the general manager. You might end up being a bunch of things. It's not really so much an A&R position, but the whole goal of the matter at the end of the day for me is just I want to be a part of good music. I love music, and I was raised around music, so I just kind of put my focus on quality and let the rest happen on its own.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Wow. We're getting some deep knowledge in the building, baby. I'm tingling right now, baby. I'm tingling. Woo! Yes, Lord. That's what it's about. Funky fresh, man. You already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling the love right here with, you know what I'm saying? I got the queen and I got the king live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Definitely showing that love. We're going to go to a quick song. We're going to come back. You know what I'm saying? This one right here. Talk to my you know what I'm saying? Music Jones out there. You know what I'm saying? Archie Eversole. You already know what it is. DJ Scream Needles. You already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? This joint right here is called Keep Winning. When we come back, we're going to talk more with the one, only. You know what I'm saying? Cover Shine. And my one, the only, the queen. You got to put it, you got to all hail the queen. My girl said live in the building. Be feeling funky fresh, baby. Yeah. You already know what it is.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time, look at me now. Love a dead bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'ma keep winning.
I see you winning ever since the beginning. $500 dead, I'm dead. Wanna see you in. I'm surrounded by pretty women. Most of them being models. Club on a Friday and going by all the bottles.
Yeah.
I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow. I came a long way with no gas in that Monte Carlo. Feeling thankful to saw, my pride I had to swallow. Now how the hell did I become somebody's role model? You can say I'd make it, they ain't never believe it.
leave. Turn they back on the G, but now I'm back in the street. Now they back on my job, 360 degrees.
Show them please, I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas ain't never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never gave up. Gotta show the world and the critics what you made up. Don't get your weight up, focus on your paper. Never mind a hater, you can worry about them later. It started in Decatur, we took it to the top now. Riding down the highway, flying with the top down. Sacrifice to get here, no way I'ma stop now. Guess who they got beaten on the block now?
What's happening? This your boy Akafu, a.k.a. Captain Rap Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And when I'm in the DMV, I always show love to my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
Yeah!
What's up? This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, because she...
Hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Well, you heard the man. You heard what he said, man. You're listening to Lush Radio Online, one of the hottest shows on the internet. Airways, baby. We're live in the building with your girl, Share, Funky Flesh, Fresh Flashback, baby. You know what I'm saying? The Triple F, baby. You know what I'm saying? We getting it in. You know what I'm saying? Along with your man, Kevin Shine. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Shine. You know who he is, man. Don't act like you don't know. The creator of the firm, man. Giving you that education when it comes to the industry, man. You know what I'm saying? Number one, the top one-on-one when it comes to Jive Records, man. A&R, man. Listening out for that good music, baby. And we in the building. We got a caller from the 347, man, New York in the building. What's cracking?
Yo. Yo.
Seven?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
347-627, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Sorry about that. I'm a little distracted. My daughter's asking me some questions, so let me call you right back.
All right. Wow. Okay.
Wow. I want to give a big shout out to Archie Everson. You know, that's one of my little brothers. That record is actually a record I chose for him. So I just want to just throw that out there real quick. That's like he's one of my little dudes, and that record he with Ray Lavender. So big shout out to him and Ray Lavender. That's one of the records I actually, out of his catalog that I kind of pushed that I said he should do, and he's been pushing that record. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, man, that's actually one of my favorite joints. Every time I hear that joint, it just, you know, it's definitely out there for the haters, for the cats that's really determined to get to where they need to be, you know, because Archie went through his situation and stuff, but he made it, man. It's going strong and hard, and you know what I'm saying? He's an African brother, you know what I'm saying? Got some African descent right there. So, you know, it's a power move, man. He got some strong people backing him, and I support that dude 100%, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Music Jones, too, for real, man.
Yeah, my man Delaney.
Yeah.
No doubt. Well, hey, I gotta go check out for you, because I don't want to do too much. I really appreciate being on here with you, Cher. You definitely, you know, it's a pleasure to meet you, and you know, I'm looking forward to meeting you in person one time soon. But no,
definitely. Continue
to do what you're doing. You definitely are inspiration to a lot of entrepreneurs who are out here trying to do their thing. And to my girl Lushy Lush over here doing it real big. We back on the line tomorrow. We're going to get it in like we supposed to. keep this energy and get this information out here to the people so we can do what we do.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I appreciate you. Love you, Bo-Bo. Now I'm saying, talk to you on the flip side. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
That's what's up. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? There's definitely some real talk right there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see how fashion and music coincide together? Isn't it hot?
That's right. It goes hand in hand. That goes hand in hand. So that was real good to have them up here.
Well, definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's good, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of support, you know. We want to thank everybody definitely that called in and you know, supported, you know what I'm saying? Because you know what? If we don't have the people, then what do we have? You know, you are the consumer. You know, we do this for you guys, you know. We don't do it for ourselves. We do it for you guys. And I'm definitely proud of you, Cher, you know. And we're going to be doing giveaways.
Too.
Thank you, boo. But, you know, people like you, and all the women out there that are strong women doing their thing and not giving up and determined to make it, you guys give me inspiration. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my street queens, E2K Magazine Online, my girl, you know, Booster Hood Punishers. Tomorrow I'm going to be shooting some models tomorrow, be more. So, you know what I'm saying? Throwing this out there, you know what I'm saying? I got my new pro camera, you know what I'm saying? So check it out. You want to get some photos done, you know what I'm saying? $75. Unlimited change outfits. Who's doing a deal like that? You can keep it on the CD. You can send it to your editor, or I can get my editor to edit a couple of them. Whatever you want to do, $75, man. I'm in your hood, baby. Holla at me. And I go and do events, man. Holla at your pimpin'. Get money.
That's what's up, though. But, yeah, definitely. You got to definitely big much props to all the females out there doing their thing. It's not easy for us. You know, a lot of people probably don't know it. But shout out to anybody, tell you the truth, that's out there trying to do their own thing. Just don't never give up, no matter what the situation. I swear so many nights I wanted to give up. I'm telling you, I cried and everything, but you just got to keep on going. You know, you got to keep on going.
Definitely. You can't stop no matter what, man. And you know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, shout out to my man MJ. You know I love you, man. You know what I'm saying? We always talk about change, you know what I'm saying? No matter what you're doing, if it's clothing, no matter if you're doing radio, you have to be making some kind of change. You can't be sitting here doing it systematic every single day and conforming to the everyday norm. You want to make some kind of change with whatever you're doing. You're trying to leave a trademark. You're trying to leave footprints in these people's hearts so they can remember you. You're not a fly-by-nighter. You're trying to make history, man. Not saying that you got to go out as a martyr, but when you go in hard. Don't go out with a
way.
You know what I'm saying? You know, with this radio thing, a lot of people ask me, they like, yo, how far you? I'm trying to take it all the way to the top, to above and beyond, to oblivion, baby. I'm trying to take it to infinity when you can't even see me no more, baby. I'm talking about money coming out my ears, baby. I'm talking about where I can feed the homeless worldwide, baby. I'm trying to make an impact. I'm trying to have stars. I'm trying to bring people like Cher. I'm trying to bring people like Kevin. I'm trying to bring, you know what I'm saying, all the old school cats. Shout out to Chubb Rock. All my cats out here, Busy B, everybody that come through, the Awesome Two, that come through and show me love, Special Ed. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Willie Go Roll out there. He got a new track. You know what I'm saying? Beyond Fly. You know what I'm saying? I got that joint in, but you'll be checking that out on Friday, on New Music Friday, so you can tell me how you feel about it. You already know what it is, you know what I'm saying? But like I'm saying, the thing about it, you got to be trying to make change in here. We don't have that many, you know what I'm saying, African-American leaders or leaders in general, you know what I'm saying, as a minority. So now we have to stand up and man up and be our own leaders and be change makers. And before we start complaining about what's going on in our community, look at ourselves first, because we're the first one to blame. Why? Because we allow this mess to happen to us and our children. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. You can do anything you want to do, and that's what kids and people, no matter what background or wherever you come from, you can do anything that you want to do. I don't believe in the word can't. I don't use that word too much. And you can look what happened with Barack Obama. I mean, if a man of this caliber can go to you know, this position in the United States, and we can do anything. So, you know, don't let anything hold you back. I think that's the most important people need to know. You just, it takes hard work. It's not going to be easy. People think things are going to be easy. They see rappers on TV and think they're smoking and drinking and with women all day, but they don't think about those long hours in the studio when they're traveling and no sleep and everything like that. There's a lot more to it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Nothing happens overnight. The only way that you're going to get quick, fast money, if you really try to do that, sometimes you got to lay your life down for it. And I don't think most of y'all got the heart to do it. And that's being in the and how many of the people that done lived in the streets done survived who ain't in jail and who ain't dead right now? You know what I'm saying? Who's trying to get out the streets? Out the hoods, out the ghettos. If you're not trying to do what you're trying to do to take our people out the hoods, out the ghettos, not to say there's nothing demeaning about being in the hood. You know what I'm saying? You can live in the hood, but why don't you try to uplift your hood? Why don't you try to paint up all the graffiti, or if they're doing graffiti, make it nice for the kids. Clean up
That's
the area.
Right.
Something like that. You know
That's
what I mean?
Right. That's right. That's right. Everything starts at home, and there's so much we can do. You don't have to have your face on the news to, you know, with the camera out when you do it. Just go do it. You know, it's about personal satisfaction. You know, within yourself, knowing that you're helping someone, because you truly feel better when you do. And it's not about media being around and boasting and showing. It's all about you, you know, helping others. So
yeah,
we all need to come together as a community and do that. But it's all going to take some time. It's really going to take some time on that level.
Definitely it's going to take some time. In this industry, when it comes to clothing, in this industry, when it comes to music, we all sleep in the same bed. It's all intertwined. So why aren't we working together? If we're not working together, then we ain't working at all. Shout out to all those change makers out there, those movers and shakers, them people that's really making impacts out there. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Tomorrow, we're going to have your man Tony Neal live in the building. You know what I'm saying? The head honcho, the man that's going down with the court DJs, worldwide, international. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all heard about them court DJ retreats where they got everything going down, where, you know, the man with the plan will be live here. Y'all know he's going to have another one. He hasn't really posted, but some people say it might be in Vegas. But who knows? Maybe they'll announce it tomorrow. It's going down tomorrow. And we're going to have your man once again, Kevin Shine, VP A&R. Of Jive Records. So make sure you jot down all your questions. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go through and get it in. And we had the wonderful, the lovely Share live in the building, representing Funky Fresh Flashback live in the building. I'm telling you, you need to log on to the site. I don't need to sit here and just be talking to you about it. Share, tell them about the site, man, so they can log on and go support that and check that out, boo-boo.
No doubt. You all can check us out at www.funkyflashback.com, and that's F-U-N-K-E-Y, funkyflashback.com. Definitely come check us out, sign up for our newsletter. You know, sometimes we do giveaways. We have, you know, we get discounts and so forth that, you know, you receive with being part of the newsletter and everything. So we definitely appreciate and thank everybody for their support. We really do.
Definitely. So definitely, you know what I'm saying, check out the site. They give giveaways. I'm going to be having some giveaways on the show, you know what I'm saying, for Funky Flashback, because I'm having a Funky Flashback. I'm thinking about Roxanne Shante, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Killing them back in the day. Shout out to my girl, Roxanne Shante. Girl, you already know what it is, man. I'm having a Funky Flashback. Watch out for the redo of the site, man. I'm definitely going to give you some Funky Flashback. I'm going to take y'all back. Back in the day when you was young and not a kid anymore. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing Miss Cookie back online. Miss Cookie, you got some final words for my girl, my main girl, Share. Cookie wasn't shouting, son. She might have been cooking
something.
Everybody's
gone now, huh?
You know what, but I got to thank you, Cher, so much for coming through and showing us love. I love you
Good
so time. Much. You keep winning and you keep doing what you're doing, man. and don't stop for nobody. And hopefully this is not the last time we have you on the show. Hopefully you can grace us with your presence as much as possible, you know?
Definitely. Anytime. I truly enjoyed myself. I thank you for the outlet, for inviting me on the show and everything. It's been a blessing. Much love to you. Much success. And we're going to keep doing our thing. And everybody, just keep your heads up and keep God first, and you'll become a winner, that's for sure.
That's definitely what's up. And if you got any last people you want to shout out or do some plug-ins, go ahead and do it, boy.
Yeah, no doubt. Just the same people, you know, my family for always being there for me. You know, definitely shout you out, Lushy Lush, for having me. All my Twitter fam, you all know who you are. Pretty much I shouted everybody else out earlier. You know, just all my FFB supporters, if you never check out FFB, just give us a try. You know, we're a real dope line. All of our product is all cut and sewed. It's not just, it's quality product, and you'll be really satisfied. So look forward to, you know, having you as a future customer and FFB supporter. So we thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We're going to try to see if Cookie back. Cookie, you back, Cookie? You back? She must be still cooking, though. But you know what? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You know what I'm saying, man? The people's voice. I don't do it for people. Actually, I do it for the people. I don't do it for myself, because if I was doing it for myself, I'd be having stacks of money in my pocket right now. But I'm all right. But you know what? I do it for people. I love y'all, man. Without y'all, there is no me, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the voices that, you know, have no voices out there, for the cancer patients, for the people that's, you know what I'm saying, you know, on drugs, trying to get off of drugs, people that's trying to change their life, people that's just trying to find, you know, new information to better themselves. This is where we at. Lush Radio Online, man. Don't stop. We can't stop. I'm not bad boy, but, you know, I could be a bad girl when I want to be. You already know what it is. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building with Cher Cher. I love you, Cher. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to holler at you on the flip side. I got nothing but love for you. I want to thank Brand New. I want to thank Miss Cookie. I want to thank Kevin. I want to thank everybody that called into the show, even the young lady that her daughter was talking to on the side and she wanted to call in. Love you too, boo-boo. Love everybody.
From the UK.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you know, from the UK.
Definitely.
Yeah, the UK was in the building. Shout out for everybody that definitely called through and supported. It's all love. Check in with me tomorrow, too. It's going down. And Thursday is going down on NSB Radio, and also is going down on Street Queens The Movement. We're going to be talking about the second half of child support, 30 minutes of child support, and then we're going to be talking about, you know, some different things that are going on in the country. So call in. Talk about your child support issues. You know what I'm saying? Real issues, real people doing real things. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and we out. And we're going to go into a mix by the one only DJ Hustle. You know what I'm saying? Always putting y'all in the mix, you know what I'm saying, all day, every day, man. Because if we ain't mixing, then we ain't doing nothing, baby. You know what I'm saying? Got to give you nothing but this hot music from the one and only DJ Hustle Pimpin'. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go to that. When we come back, I just got to say something to y'all. Make sure you keep God first. Don't let anybody stop you from your dreams. And please stay funky and fresh. And log on to Funky Flashback. And log on to Diverse Media Group LLC and LushRadioOnline.com. Okay? You already know what it is. DJ Hustle. We in the mix. Lush Radio Online.
All you DJs, better wake your game up or hang your names up. It's the Hustle Events DJ.
Drinks that I'ma buy her, do you know just what she likes? Oh,
This is an exclusive Huffley Vince remix.
to get this news. Charlie Akinani with the body, what it do? Fresh up in this bitch.
Is your class in this bitch? Mr. West in this bitch. We done told you motherfuckers, now you know the shit. DJ class in this bitch. Mr. West in this bitch. We done told you motherfuckers, now you know the shit.
I got them diamonds on my neck. Got Patron in my cup. If you want it, come and get it, shorty. I don't give a fuck. See, it's Friday night, and I just got paid. I done had a hard week, now it's time to celebrate. Shorty, DJ play my shit. Club music shit. Girls wanna freak me. All up on my dick. I like your song tonight. Trying to leave with something right. I'm a grown ass man, so shorty, you can spend the night. Cause I'm the shit. I'm in this bitch. Yeah, I'm the shit. I'm in this bitch. Yeah, I'm the shit. I'm the shit. Yeah, I'm the shit.
It's the way.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's in the building. Let everybody know I got the world in my hand and I ain't finna let it go. Is that your girlfriend? I really like her. I'm talking only for a night. I wouldn't wipe her. I got them Yeezys on my feet. I got them Louis. And I dropped another album, so we finished up the show. And it's still top 10, about 15 weeks later. So that's a middle finger for you 808 haters. I'm the shit. I'm finished it. Yeah, I'm the shit. I'm finished it.
Loser.